You know, they have holograms.
Yeah.
You could hologram the strike zone.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, have it wing come up and then show, like,
where it hit.
Yep. Or mm-hmm. where it missed.
Yep.
And,
But then what's the point of an umpire?
I know. And that's really a tough call.
But there's,
like, I don't like the idea of it, like, being, like, completely automated.
Right.
So.
But for balls and strikes, though, it makes sense so to be accurate.
Well, and we've gone to video replay to make calls.
Correct.
To make out calls, yep. to make fair and foul calls.
Just not balls and strikes.
But not balls and strikes. It's the one part of the baseball game.
Yep.
That still varies, which is I kind of like that in a way.
Right, but at the same time, you were just watching the...
True.
NLCS division, or the, not division, the, National
yeah.
League Championship game.
Yes.
Cubs versus Dodgers, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Game one.
You're watching it on your phone right now.
True.
But you're watching that, and there's this ball that literally, like, bounced in the dirt, and he's like, strike one!
Yep.
You're like,
that's a bad call.
Hold on a second there, umpire. Like,
And then, you know, the ump, I'm guessing anyway, that the ump is probably says at some point,
I missed that one. Right.
I missed that one.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's, I imagine, I'd love to talk to some baseball players.
Right.
Just because I love baseball so much.
Correct.
Those inside baseball stories would be so...
What happened? Home run. Who hit it? Rizzo?
Alberto Amora, who got the bad strike call.
Well, there he goes.
2-0.
He made up for it.
Yep.
Suck on that, ump.
Yep. So, I don't know what I feel about, like, taking that out of the umpire's hand and making it so, because it's human. Like, that's the human part of it.
Right.
Now, I have the same beef, and more so, I think that the most egregious, like, role that umpire or referee plays in a sport,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not qualified to say soccer because
sure.
That might be more so, but I don't know, is basketball. Like, I feel that, like, basketball calls are more likely to be influenced by someone's superstar status.
I can maybe see that.
Than other stuff. And like, where it's like, someone's just playing good defense.
Right. No, you foul. Know,
foul. You're like, yeah. God, you're making it impossible for us to defend this guy.
Right.
You know, and so baseball.
I like the umpires, man.
I like them, too.
I
like them a lot. And I like the idea that, like, this umpire, you know, he kind of, like, and he'll set his zone. He'll, like, that's a strike,
correct.
You know, and he'll probably adjust his zone. Like,
yep.
I fucked up that last call.
Yep.
But I got to go with that from now on. So if you can hit 6 inches outside the zone.
But not only that, but, like, if, say, the next time that guy's pitching or the guy's up to bat and there's that one that's, like, a strike, he'll maybe be like, I give you this one back, that's the ball. And he's like, well, that was a strike. But they do that. They, like,
they do that in football, too. I think there's, like, makeup,
like,
calls.
Oops, we missed that
yep.
terrible pass interference call, so we'll call holding on the next play.
Right.
And so that's part of the game.
It is part of the game. Yeah. So So I'm not in any big hurry to, like, make our baseball games be automated in
right.
that way.
No way. No thanks. So
it's human.
No thanks.
It's human. It's too human. And in fact, I would probably fight that tooth and nail.
Right.
I don't mind
the replay.
The replay and the K zone,
mm-hmm.
as long as it's accurate. And I feel like for the most part it's accurate. But sometimes you look at it and you're going,
I don't know about that. That's not where the pitch was.
Yeah, it's not lined up well.
Yeah.
So if they can, like, especially if they can secure that technology to make sure that when you're looking at a K zone, you're looking at a strike zone.
The actual strike zone.
Yes.
Where the ball actually hits.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
that's why I think you're onto something with that hologram thing. If they can just, like, plug a hologram in there, because then, like, they'll just replay the pitch, like, in
except
real
that
time.
Would show, if you had still umpires, though, it would show up the umpire. It would be like...
Yeah, that's true.
It'd be like, why, you know...
Well, it'll just make it for a TV thing.
Or validate it. Well, that's how it is now.
I know.
But now, that way it would be... I mean, and
it's just like, I'm surprised we don't have the actual yellow line on the field, like an actual, like, laser line, like, superimposed on football fields.
Like we do for
when
the first
down?
Yeah,
when they plant the chain down, it just, like, sends, like, a friggin' beam across the line, so everyone on the field's like, there's the first down.
That's interesting too.
Like, how come that's not real? It's real for TV.
That might be like in the future, and I don't have as big a problem with that.
Right. That'd be awesome.
It legitimately, I mean, you're like, already know where that line is.
Correct.
Like, you're aware of it as a player.
Correct.
You're like, I got to get to the 22-yard line.
There it is.
Yeah.
There's right. the spot.
But if you had, like, a line going across it, it would make it very obvious.
Because now they have to, like, look, they have to look to the sideline and be like, am I there yet? I have to dive.
Yeah. And sometimes you think you're
playing. There's just a line there.
Yeah. You think you're good, right. but you're like, damn it.
Yeah.
I could have just stretched the ball out,
yep.
you know.
Yep.
So
I think that'd be bitching.
That'd be sweet. We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Maybe not the strike zone one, but who knows.
But you know it's cool, and yeah. we're about to get distracted before we intro.
Okay. We'll get distracted before we intro.
At this time last year.
Yes.
During game one of the National League Division Series.
Yep.
We were rocking out at the Prophets of Rage concert.
This is very,
that was
very
fucking
true.
Epic. That show was epic.
Yeah, that was the bomb, by the way. Thanks, Biz, for that.
No shit. Thanks, Jorge.
And,
Jorge Villa.
Yes, George Villa.
George Villa.
And you.
It's hard to say Jorge. It's hard not to say Jorge, because I say.
And thank you, BJ.
Because what I do.
Because you were the one that wanted to go so bad that, like, I
believe put it in the
part
universe.
Of your universe plea led the tickets into Mike Bissett's hand.
It's possible. I believe that shit.
Yeah.
All, big time anyway. It's hard to say that was the reason why, but.
Right.
But.
I'm just trying to give you some credit.
But I'll take it. Yeah, no, I'll take it. I just don't want to seem like, of course. Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah. You're welcome. Biz.
Because.
You're welcome, Biz, for giving me that free ticket.
Yeah, because, because that kind of, I think also that like throws a monkey wrench in
right.
your
Oops.
Whole. That kind of shows that you don't really understand or appreciate the way
no,
the universe
but
works.
You do.
Not you, but I mean, like,
it.
As a person
right.
who you're like, oh, you know, well, Biz, actually, I made that happen.
Right.
You know, you should really be thanking me right now. That's wrong-headed.
Of course.
That's
of
wrong-headed.
Course.
But, it was so great. God
that
damn,
was
that was so great.
The bomb. It was
yeah.
so fun. And we went from having...
No tickets.
No tickets to having...
tickets.
Decent seat tickets to having... pit tickets to ending up in the
front row tickets.
Like
front row.
How does that even happen?
Yeah. And I'm like thinking about that night and thinking about that show with BJ and Biz, and it was so cool. And also that there's a photo,
right.
especially for me.
The stage photo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe are you, I should, maybe you guys are visible.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think it's, just, yeah. It's like zeroed in, like right on like your section.
Well, I mean, it's
like,
a big thing.
It's
but
a very
you,
big
but,
photo.
But you can see clearly.
Correct.
And it's cool too, because it's like, I'm telling a story mm-hmm. about this kid.
Yep.
And you can see the photo, and you see the kid in the photo exactly how I'm explaining it, like
right.
like right there.
I'm saving this kid's life.
Right? Yeah. It's great. It's cool. It's really
what
cool.
What was the? What did they combine Fight the Power with? Was it Testify from
No,
Rage?
It was.
Testify.
No, it was Beastie
what
Boys.
Was
it was No Sleep Till Brooklyn.
Oh right, that's
no
what it was.
No sleep till Brooklyn. Yeah, and instead of like. Instead of breaking into the, yeah, like I was
God,
expecting them
so
to break
good.
Into the, like I was like, how is Chuck D going to sing the Beastie Boys?
Right.
I'm so intrigued to how he's going to do that. And he's and then Benetti's like,
nope,
yeah,
we're going to do something different.
Breaks into, yeah, into Fight the Power.
Oh, it was money.
Yeah.
That was money. That show was money.
It was super good. Super good. And like, I hope they tour again. Like,
I'm sure
they
will.
If they tour again, I'd like to go.
Yeah, that was good times. And yeah, that was a year ago. That's crazy.
A year ago. Yeah.
A little longer than a year ago, according to Facebook, but
maybe so.
A
yeah,
year ago, baseball time.
Baseball time, as far as like, yeah, in baseball on the baseball calendar.
Yeah.
When the first game of the NLDS was happening last year.
Right. And you were like, I don't really want to.
I was
really
like,
go. I got to watch the Cubs. And you're like,
but I didn't know. No, I didn't hear what it was. Yeah. I was like, this is like,
you
what,
busy
are you, what are you
Saturday?
Doing Saturday? And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, the Cubs are playing in the playoffs?
Yeah.
Like, I'm busy every night. That
Right.
Oh, well, I thought you might want to go to the.
Oh,
Prophets of Rage concert.
Speaking of, yes,
wait,
that'd be great.
Can I finish? I was going to say that, that
oh,
I would love
man.
To do that.
Good
so,
times. Good.
Very
good,
very good times.
Yeah, that was good. That was a good memory. And for those of you that want to remember that, I'm sure we talked about it in length on a previous episode. You can check it out.
We did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember when it was, but we did.
It was a year ago.
Yeah, check it out a year ago. Go back to the page. It's there.
Yep.
They're there. But check us out on Twitter, at Life's a Binge, and Instagram, at Life's a Binge. And for anybody that might be new to the show, based on BJ spamming the shit out of you on Facebook.
Yeah, welcome.
Thanks for coming and joining and listening and liking and all that good stuff.
I hope you're listening and liking. They've liked the page.
Right.
So we got, like, I think it was, like, 26 or so.
It was a bunch.
It was, like, more than 20, less than 30.
Yep.
New likes.
Yeah,
which is awesome. That was, like, me, like, going through all my friends.
invite.
It's hard to imagine that, like, I know that's not... Like, legit, like, these are, you have 1,200 friends.
Right.
Like, I know that I don't have 1,200.
Right.
I do have 1,000 friends, like, probably.
On,
like,
Facebook? Yes.
Like, in over.
Oh,
like,
in real life?
Yeah, like, probably. Over the years. Yeah.
Obviously, but see, that's the thing. If you know them on Facebook, you probably know them in real life.
Right. Yeah. And I don't think there's anybody that I'm friends with Facebook.
Maybe you've only met them once or twice, but at least you've met them.
Right.
You know, it's not like this anonymous, like, I'll just click and say yes.
Well, okay. I'm friends with, one example is Dwayne Ewes, I believe his name is. It's like U-E-E-W-E-U-W. It's a,
like,
weird name.
Like Carrie Ewells.
Sort of. Right.
From Princess, yes. Bride.
Right.
Where you're like, how the hell did
you say
this
guy's
name? But
I don't think there's an L in
name.
There.
Right. No.
But it's, but anyway, this guy, Dwayne,
sure.
Took a picture of me.
Okay.
At the zoo.
Nice.
A great photo of me playing while I was playing guitar at the zoo.
Nice.
And I remember him... I remember some, picture. Yeah, I'm like, this dude is taking, like, a very intimate photo for the last, like, 5 minutes.
Right.
You know, like, where I'm
what?
Trying to, like,
what's yes. going on?
And so, but then, like, and all of a sudden it just showed up. Like, someone showed me the picture. And
nice.
I was like, dude, it was a great photo that I've used, and I've talked to him several times.
Of
like,
course.
Do you mind if I use this? And he's like,
no.
Just give me credit.
Yeah.
I'm like, sure. So every Perfect. Time I'm like, photo by Dwayne Hughes. I've never met him.
Right.
But I like him.
Yeah.
Like, what?
That counts.
Yeah, I like him. Not just because he showed me in the flattering light, but because...
but still, it
but
counts.
What he talks
He's
about...
He's a cool
what
dude.
He, yep,
right.
Yep.
Yep. Cool. So if you're out there, if you're one of the new likes that like the page, hopefully you check out the page as we post stuff. So if you're brand new, we're glad to have you.
Yeah, and there's lots of stuff that you're going to like.
Oh, yeah, there
lots
is.
Lots of stuff.
Lots of stuff.
In fact, get involved. Like, get in
True
it.
True that.
Like,
call, like, tweet at us at Life's a Binge, like our Instagram posts. We do mm-hmm. post on Instagram, and if nothing else, click the links and
listen,
do the things on Facebook.
Yeah,
because Facebook's always there.
Yeah.
And with that, we'll start the show. I think
so too.
So let's go.
Life's a Binge. Bow 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 bow.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, booyah.
That was like...
That was money.
I wanted to go extra deep in that.
First things first.
All right.
Before I get to this.
Go ahead.
This, the phone thing. First things first. I got my MoviePass card.
That was fast. That was fast.
Yeah, they like me better than you, apparently.
I guess so.
I think they just finally caught up to the...
They probably
the
had a mad...
Because
yeah. there was a... When I signed up, there was a... Imagine a lot of, like, publicity about it.
Right, exactly. So they're like, oops, we
and
aren't
probably
ready
like,
for this.
Yeah, and they probably, like, pared that way down since then. They're like, right. we can't just, like, keep advertising.
Right.
So that's great that you got your card.
Damn,
you got it
I need to
way act- faster I than
need,
I did.
I need to get it. Well, there's no activation number or anything. I did get the app, and it says card number processing, so it's not, like, active yet, as far as I can tell. But I have no idea.
I
have no
think
idea
it's
how
probably
it
ready. If you got it.
Now, what I'm curious is, what happens? Because it's an actual card with, like,
right?
an actual debit number and
yes.
everything. It's a
yep.
debit card.
Yep.
When I cancel, I keep the card, and then if I re-sign up.
They probably have to send you a new
card. Are they going to send me a new card?
Probably.
So if you cancel and then re-sign up and cancel and re-sign up and cancel, you're going to get, like, 4 or 5 different debit cards through them? It's kind of weird, isn't it?
I don't. That's a good question that I don't know.
I don't know either. Whatever. It's cool. It's cool. I got it in.
It is
in
cool. The Mike Pettner got his too, and he's used it. I
nice.
Talked to him today, and he used his, and he had no problems with it.
Yeah. The only reason I'm like wondering if it's active or not is because when I go to the app and I click on MoviePass cards or whatever the thing is, it says card number, and then it says processing, and then it has the actual expiration date, which is like September of 2024 or something.
Oh, really?
Outrageous. But
I have not
anyway.
Looked at that yet.
Yeah, I was just like, look at my card. It's cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Like, so I got mine, I think, like on Wednesday. I got it last week, like
mm-hmm.
before we recorded. But
right.
we recorded
the
like.
The same day. The same day you got on Sunday.
Did we record on Sunday or record on Monday? We recorded on a Monday because we released it on later that Monday.
No,
or was
that
last
two weeks
week?
Ago.
Okay.
But you got it that whenever we, whatever day we recorded, because you got your check and you got your movie pass.
Right.
And yeah.
Yes. So. So anyway, so we'll see. So I haven't got a chance.
I'm looking
to use
forward
it.
To using
My
it.
My mom is it's in town there. Now, oh, yeah. And so I haven't had a chance just yet.
And
there's always stuff going
the
on.
Cubs are going to the series again, so that's
and
important.
So there's that. Yeah. Right. So sometimes when I want to watch movies, I'm like, well, there's a Cub game on.
Right.
That I gotta
Oops.
Watch.
Just kidding.
But I'm excited. I want to see. Oh my God, there's so many movies I want to see. Stoked. Thor's out.
I know it's out or it's
is
coming
it?
Out. It's coming out.
Okay. I thought they were like,
ooh,
get
out.
Your tickets now. It might
if
be
it's out.
Out.
I gotta go see it for free.
For
not
free,
really.
Yeah,
not
but
really
yeah, no,
free,
dude, that's
but...
how I feel. It's all free. It's like this is a free movie, and then there's like all the also like all these other movies that are I wouldn't see. This is what's great.
Yeah,
is you can see these movies that you wouldn't plan on seeing.
Correct. You're not. I'm not spending $13 for that.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
Like, I already spent my money, so
we can see every movie we want to see, and then plus a bunch of shit we don't want to see.
It's so funny. It's like they're a sponsor. Hey, if you want to be a sponsor of MoviePass, we'll send you an email.
I'm gonna email MoviePass. I'm gonna reach out to them.
Because we've promoed you for 4 weeks straight now. we haven't even used the service yet.
Because
crazy.
Not only like I want them to do well.
Yeah.
I want people to take advantage of it.
Yep.
For our own benefit, like
right.
So that they
no,
will like be all of a sudden a lot more into movies and entertainment.
Let's check out this review.
Exactly, yep. Yeah. And then, or I want to talk about this,
yep.
You know, and everybody wants to be on a show.
Who, speaking of, who was the person that was like, hey, can I be on the show?
That's our bass player. That's Sawyer on bass.
Oh, okay.
For the Grateful Dads, but he's also come out and he played with BJ and Todd several times.
Nice.
Like in the end. So
cool.
So that's Sawyer on bass.
Yeah. Well,
that's Sawyer.
He's Sawyer on bass. You're just
whenever,
still doing the band intro. Sawyer
well,
on bass.
Well, whenever BJ and Todd played and Sawyer would sit in, we would change our name to Sawyer on bass.
Oh, nice.
So our name was like, welcome everybody, we're Sawyer on bass.
That's fantastic.
And so, yeah.
That's fantastic.
Just like when Matt, you know Matt Warburton and my
right.
band's name?
What's that?
It is, God damn it.
Matt's drumming?
No, it is Antoine Fisher.
How does that make any sense?
Because when we played together for the first time, it was at a record store.
Okay.
And it was, I believe it was opening for Audio Out.
Okay.
In a record store. And on the record store shelves, there were a bunch of movies, and one was Antoine Fisher. And so we kind of leaned over like, that's our band.
That's
our band
the one.
Name.
We're Antoine Fisher.
We're Antoine Fisher.
That's
so,
fantastic.
Yeah. So every time Matt and I play.
Antoine
Speaking
Fisher.
Of which, I just texted my old boss, my the
from the
from
hotel?
Barney Stone.
Oh, okay,
and let him know, hey, because I'm working very little,
right,
right now.
Yeah,
and all of a sudden it's starting to catch up to me.
Oh yeah,
and I'm like, God damn it, you know, like I had such a good summer, like a good lucrative summer of working
yep.
all summer
yep.
at SeaWorld and then working a bunch of zoo gigs. And as much as the hotel was awesome, it was short lived, but
still,
it was extra dough.
It was there. Yep.
Yep. And so now I'm like, ooh boy. and I there's part of me that enjoys not working.
Oh yeah, of course.
But it's all the benefits that not working brings with it that I don't like.
Correct.
The poor.
The being without
the poverty.
Right.
The poverty is hard to deal with.
That's
so
true
I
thing.
So I texted Francis who hired BJ and Todd for the last 10 years.
Forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey man, I've been playing all summer at the zoo, but I've been doing a lot of solo gigs. I'm ready to play some more. If you have any dates, let me know.
Nice.
And so he's like, I'll get back to you.
Cool.
So we'll see what's up.
Hopefully he likes just BJ.
They will. I mean, like they will. There's people who have been there for so long, and
right.
they see me. You know, they're just like, if I'm out there playing,
like,
they'll
hey,
be
it's BJ.
They'll be super happy.
Yeah, of course.
So
for sure.
So
that's bitching.
Yeah.
I do want to tangent again. Because we got a voicemail in response to our previous...
We have a phone number.
Previous episode. We do
it's
have a phone
619.
Number. It is 638-438.
Well, thanks. You say it. You say it. Then you just go ahead and say
619-438-0532.
I was so close.
619-438-0532. And
that's
the
Life's a binge
phone number. And we got a voicemail in response to last week's episode where we did the... What do you want to call
it? We recap
like
some of the I'm Just a Bill parodies.
The parodies, correct.
And then
we kind
of
talk
about
holidays and stuff and Juneteenth and all that stuff.
Right.
And so here's a response voicemail that we got to that.
Jared, you ignorant racist slut. Columbus never set foot in America, period. Ever, period. yes, I'm talking like I'm talking to text for emphasis, or I thought I was actually talking to text, period. Hey, don't ever come out on the side of Columbus or defending it or minimize it.
I didn't, by the way, pausing in the middle. I didn't.
You can just stop it right there if you want. Like, that's all
right. He makes a good point, sort of.
He does, but it doesn't apply to us because it doesn't apply to you, I should say.
That's true. I did say we could piss on that.
Right. He was like, holiday. We could get rid of Columbus Day. Like, yeah. He's down. You were saying that you were down for Juneteenth.
Right.
And if anyone's got a problem with it, then fuck Columbus Day.
Correct. The only thing that I said didn't make sense was on the argument for Juneteenth, they're saying get rid of July 4th. Not get rid of, but like don't necessarily celebrate July 4th. And I'm like, nah. That's where I'm kind of like still on where I'm like, no, we still need July 4th. That's
I don't think anyone would want to take away that holiday.
But like it's
a great holiday.
Correct. Yeah. July 4th, man. 4th of July. But it should be recognized.
There's nothing wrong with recognizing that, like, correct. Oh my goodness, people of color might not necessarily want to, you know, or feel quite as enthralled about celebrating the 4th of July.
Right. Correct. So, anyway, thanks, Tony, for calling me a ignorant racist slut.
And it went on for 10 more minutes.
Yeah. Come on, dude.
But it's unfounded because Jared never said that.
It's true.
He's like, fuck Columbus Day.
I would never say that. Anyway, I just wanted to.
But thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call. Always. Thanks for the call. You too can get your voice heard on Life's a Binge by calling 619-438-0532. Mm-hmm. 619-438-0532. Life's a Binge voicemail.
Yep.
Anyway,
give us something to work with.
Yeah. What I wanted to talk about something and I forgot what it was.
All right. You think you might remember?
Nope.
Okay. Because I can move on.
Okay. Please do.
This morning I'm doing dishes.
Okay.
And I'm watching Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
F is for Family.
Who's in that?
It's an animated show.
It's
Bill Burr.
Okay, yes.
So I watched the whole first season.
Uh-huh.
And it's good. In fact, I really want to watch it again.
Okay.
Because it's really well done.
Oh, no, I'm scratching. They found a way in my pants. I'm wearing pants and everything.
Oh,
I just realized I'm scratching my ankle. No!
Do you have socks?
Of course.
Okay.
Those bastards will find a way, man.
They're sneaky.
But whatever, I don't care.
But anyway, F is for Family.
Yep.
It started. They have a second season now.
Okay.
I should say they started because they put them all on at once.
Right.
But the second season is up on Netflix.
Got it.
And so I've started watching it.
You're into this Netflixing right now.
I'm Netflixing.
I guess it kind of ties in with that whole not working as much.
Yeah, not working.
Because I'm like, how do you have... You just explained how you have all this time.
Hours.
Like, dang.
Plenty
I'm like,
time
I want to watch all this Netflix.
Yeah. Well, you also want to pay your rent.
Correct.
So I'm choosing to watch Netflix.
Absolutely. You're not choosing. It's just that's the option right now.
So, correct. But anyway... F is for Family.
Yeah.
Bill Burr.
Yes.
And so, you know, our boy Evil B is a big Bill Burr fan.
Correct.
And so he's like, God, don't call me Evil B.
I know.
But it's cute.
Yeah.
I think it's really cute.
Somebody even said that. What? I think it might have been Bree. I don't want to call on anybody. If it was you, Bree, then you'll own up to it. But it was like talking to somebody about BJ. And I was like, blah, 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 BJ said this and that. And they were like, which BJ? The nice one? and that's in regards to you.
Right.
Not the evil one, which is Evil B. Yeah. McEvely. Anyway.
But he's a big Bill Burr fan, and he was talking about F is for Family. And anyway, the writers, the people who put the show out,
mm-hmm.
have really stepped their game up for the second season.
Is it like Seinfeld where he's an actual comedian?
Nope.
Totally, nope. Totally random, totally different, totally new.
It's all, yeah, he doesn't play, he just plays a dude.
Got it.
He plays a dude.
He's just a dad.
In 1974, okay. I believe. So, and his character fought in Korea.
Okay.
The Vietnam War is present.
Is looming, yes.
It's the 70s. Kind of vibe to it.
Nice. That's awesome.
It is really good. Like, did you ever see Dazed and Confused?
Yep.
So, you know how when you're watching that show, you really feel like you're in 1976 or so.
100%.
I think it's 76.
Yep.
So, this has got, with this this cartoon, it puts you in 1974 pretty impressively.
Now, is it modernly animated, or does it look like it was made in the 70s? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's not modern in, I don't know, when I think of modern animation, I think of, like, computer animated for, right. like, when a car is driving, it'll be computerized.
Right.
Futurama did it.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying, yes.
But,
it's not like that. It's still, like, very hand-drawn.
It feels like a little sharper. Like, King of the Hill was very raw in its animation.
I agree.
It's sharper than that.
Got it.
But it's not as stylized as The Simpsons in their animation. It's definitely just a normal... It's more like King of the Hill in their animation style.
Perfect.
But it's done really well. It reminds me of King of the Hill a lot. I'm sure that, like... Mike Judge has been an influence on them.
Nice.
But, oh, my God, dude, there was I broke out laughing so hard.
At a moment on the show?
Yes. That's and that fantastic. I'd love to play it. We're not queued up to play it.
I could probably find it. It might take a minute. I could pause. I'm going to pause.
Okay. So, episode 2.
Season 6.
Episode 6, season 2.
Yes.
Season 2, episode 6. Of F is for Family. And this
is called This Is Not Good.
Yep. So we're going to listen to just the opening.
A little bit.
Part of it.
A little bit.
Yep.
Come on, it's almost 7. Hurry it up. Let's go. Chop, chop. Hey. Since when do you read?
Since when do you care?
Since I'm your father and I'll put you through that fucking wall. Move your ass. You're going to be late.
But, Dad.
But nothing. Oh, sorry, Princess. I thought you were Bill.
What the hell is going on?
Well, the kids are going to be late for school, and apparently I'm the only one around here who cares.
Frank, the kids are off today.
I tried to tell you.
They're off?
Oh, man. I was actually going to go for once.
Why the hell don't they have school?
The teachers are in Atlantic City, learning the metric system.
Metric system? We declare war on people who use the metric system. What's next? They're gonna make us use chopsticks to eat soup?
There's too much tension in this house!
If you don't like it, go back under it!
Fine, I will!
Then good! Dick.
Frank! You're scaring the dog. All these extra shifts you're working have made you even more agitated than usual. Honey, rest up today.
I can't. Smokey offered me half a morning shift and I took it. I gotta head in there now.
What? You promised you'd stay home with the kids.
They'll be fine. Just lock them in, throw a can of tuna on the couch, and see which one survives. I gotta go. I'll be home by noon.
But, Dad, you said you'd take me to hockey tryouts at 10:30.
Ah, jeez, I can't. Right over there on your bike. It'll toughen you up.
You have to take me to Honeybee Scouts at 1:30.
Christ, so how many kids do we have? Back in the old days, the good Lord had the decency to take 1 or 2 out with polio or get mauled by a bear. Something to help out. Jeez!
Oh, man.
He'll be back to take you. Frank... Working all these extra shifts is killing you. You're cranky, you're not sleeping.
Don't exaggerate. I got a whole hour of sleep. That's one more than I got my whole time fighting the Koreans. Sneaky fucks.
I don't know. This is not good. You can't make big decisions like this without talking to me. We're a team, Frank. And I need you now more than ever. Especially after I humiliated myself at work the other day. You're the only person I can turn to and...
Where are the others?
Fine. Work yourself to death. See if I care.
Jesus Christ, Sue, get off my ass. What, you want me to quit? Let the family go hungry?
There's no cereal.
Fry a goddamn egg.
There's no eggs either.
Then eat your shitty attitude.
Dad.
Bill.
Frank.
Sue.
Kevin.
Mom.
Kevin.
Frank.
Hey, guys. Saying each other's names?
Oh, God.
Cool. Right on. That's the opening scene of that.
That particular episode.
This morning.
Probably sets it up pretty good.
It's good. It's really entertaining. And it's not...
I feel like I watched the first couple episodes of that show.
Yeah.
It seems familiar to me.
Well, especially like now, like any show, we've said this a bazillion times on our podcast, like any show after they establish the characters is when all the good stuff
happens.
That's
when it picks up its stride, for sure.
And so they establish all the characters in the first one, and it's really starting to hit its stride. So that whole thing about like... Dad.
Right.
Kevin. Right. Sue. Yeah, that... I was peeing. It was so funny. Yeah, it was great this morning.
Hey,
so.
Guys. Saying each other's names.
Saying each other's names. Yeah. Yeah, that's the part that killed me. So anyway, I'm thoroughly enjoying it. Like, and that's episode 6 is probably 10 or 12.
Dude, Netflix is on point for the past few episodes. Like, you've dropped a couple different shows. Like, you talked about Big Mouth and American Vandal and now F is for Family. These are all Netflix originals.
Yes, yeah, for sure.
And we also mentioned... BoJack Horseman in the previous episode.
That's an original as well?
It is an original.
Was it always? Or
I believe,
was it,
yeah, original.
It was always a Netflix original. Okay.
As far as I'm aware, yeah.
Okay.
And we do have another voicemail in regards to BoJack Horseman.
All right.
And we'll hear it. Let's hear it out. BoJack Horseman.
Hey, guys. Tony Lawrence, from West California. Long-time listener, fifth-time caller. BoJack Horseman... BoJack Horseman's fun. BJ, you don't like it, or you wouldn't like it because you have to actually watch. There's so many sight gags in the background and so many subtle gifs and callbacks. It's really, really funny. But it is something you have to pay serious attention to. And it gets dark. And it touches on real emotional issues. So whoever told you that, Jared, is telling you the truth. But I think, you know, since I can't get on and catch the He Who Shall Not Be Named up in Orange County in terms of guests, appearance numbers,
BJ
and
McEvely.
Apparently I can't get my own spot like He Who Shall Not Be Named 2.
Mike Bissett.
Gets his own little intro music and everything to do a crappy, boring, I'm just kidding, you know, Game of Thrones thing. Anyway, I'm going to be the number one caller. That's my goal now, is I'm going to be the caller. So when you think callers, it's going to be me. But I'll probably get bored of that pretty soon. All right, guys, BoJack Horseman. It's good. Check it out. But watch it because you have to look.
Now, who is that again?
I don't know. I think it was Tony and La Mesa.
Tony and La Mesa.
Yeah.
Very good.
I think that's who it was.
We need to get him his own...
we should do that.
His own theme song.
We should do that. Yeah. He mentioned it, and we could probably make that happen.
Bing bang.
Yeah, that's what we do here. So if you want to be like Tony and La Mesa, six-time caller... Actually, he did say he wants to be the caller, so... that sounds like a challenge to anybody out there that might be listening. Give us a call and beat out Tony and La Mesa. 619-438-0532.
That's your goal
anyway,
now. Take down Tony and La Mesa.
Anything else on Netflix that you've been watching? No? Yes?
No? Let's see. Because
we started... The last thing we started on Netflix was Riverdale. But I already talked about that. I haven't really started anything new.
I saw a post from a friend about Riverdale.
Okay.
Saying about how the kids seem like more like adults than the adults do.
Right.
And so this is from Melissa Ballard, who's one of our sound ops for Dolphin.
Okay.
And a young stage manager.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like I commented to her. I was like, now, not to be offensive in any way.
Right.
But you know that these are Archie characters.
Right.
And she's like, I did not know, and thank you. You know, and so I think it would be easy to not realize that. Like,
I guess. I mean, the main character's name is Archie.
Yeah, but...
And Josie and the Pussycats are in it. And
I don't know if she's gotten... I never got to that point yet.
They're in, like, the first or second episode.
Not as Josie and the Pussycats.
Yes,
though.
They are called Josie and the Pussycats, and they have little cat ears in their hair and everything.
Okay, maybe I was too late at night watching.
Like
this,
Tony was saying, you have to actually pay attention.
Tony
to
Tony LaMesa's on to something. But anyway, she appreciated that. I was like, you know, these are Archie comics.
Right.
She's like, no, but thank you.
But now I will watch it with a different understanding.
It is weird. It is weird, especially like
an
adult. It's a very adult show.
Yes. It is very adult.
And so
but
the
it's
adult
very enjoyable.
Show that has these characters that are based on
correct.
On very unadult, like a very wholesome
right.
you know, comic book characters. But not that wholesome. I mean, they had a gay character who was killed or
what?
Something. Yeah.
No.
Yes.
That's gnarly.
They had like a character, they had a gay character. There's something you should look it up, and we won't waste any time with it. But just to say that the Archie comic has a storyline where they do something really dramatic, like killing a gay character or
That's
something like that.
Crazy.
Yeah, and I can't really give you more details about it. But
I can't believe it. But it's true. I just Googled it. Let's see. Archie killed while saving gay friend in comic book.
Yeah, something like that. Hey, Archie's killed. Archie's dead. Archie is dead. Is that right?
I have no idea. Maybe it just
seems that way.
That's just the first Google hit. It's a clickbait. I'm not doing it. Anyway, let us know. But anyway, that's the likes of that. Other than that, like, we've been watching, because it's fall, I can talk, because it's fall now. Uh-huh. All the typical cooking shows, cooking competitions that we watch are all back in season form. Oh. So, like, Halloween Baking Championship and Halloween Wars and Cake Carving Halloween Edition and all that stuff.
Those I have not seen.
That's
but I had,
all the crap that we watch.
I did put on the other day, Andrea and I put it on,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think we'll make it through the season.
What is it?
Hell's Kitchen.
Oh, yeah, I started watching it too. The All-Stars or whatever?
Yes.
Yep.
And it was kind of cool because I did recognize about half of them.
Yep. Yeah, me too.
About half.
Yep, about half.
I recognized Robin. I recognized Van. Like, mm-hmm. I always got a kick out of Van.
Yep.
But they were like...
I recognized some of them. And then some of them I recognized, and I remember why I recognize them.
Because you hated them
because
so much.
Because I hate them.
Yeah.
Right. And
well, this
back.
Is definitely like, this is like their ploy is right. like pulling in all the villains.
Some of them. Yeah. Some of the villains and then
and
some
all the
of the.
All the best drama.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
And they're like, oh, I have a problem with so-and-so. And if Jonathan shows up.
Right.
Ooh, that'll really like.
In comes
Hi,
Jonathan.
Guys.
Right.
It's me, Jonathan. Wiggity, wiggity, wiggity. Come
right.
on. Yeah. And then like, yeah. So,
you are accurate. Yeah. That is an accurate thing that happened.
Yeah, and so it's so stupid,
but it's fun.
It's fun. I'm just like and this has been a growing thing.
But this,
and this reminds me. It's so funny. I'm going to tangent away here for
sure.
A second. So, Gordon Ramsay
mm-hmm.
reminds me of Bono.
How so?
Years
and
ago,
they're so full of themselves. They're
yes.
now bigger than the earth.
Yes. Yes, exactly. That they are so self-important.
I don't think Ramsay's that way.
Oh, my God, dude. Do you watch the beginning? Oh, my God. And do you ever watch any of his other shows?
All of them.
And every one is like, he has got to be like presented in this way. You know, and like, dude, it was the Hotel Hell. Or uh-huh. Is that
yep,
the name of the show?
That's the one.
Where he is... has to be naked during the show.
Oh, right.
Give me a fucking break, please. And now these Hell's Kitchen intros are like all flame and fire and him with this pretty soft light. And
They've always been like that.
But they've gotten worse. Way worse.
Well, did you know that U2 wrote the theme song for Hell's Kitchen? Just kidding.
That's funny.
Just kidding. It's not true. It's not a true fact.
That's funny, though. I like it.
This season of Hell's Kitchen, since you brought that up, it does seem to be more scripted's not the right word.
It is scripted.
But that's not the right word. It seems to be more...
It's more... It's
produced, I guess.
Yeah.
It seems to be... Maybe it's because all the people have been there before, so they kind of know how to work it or whatever.
They certainly...
And so maybe that's what I'm seeing.
Well, produced is good. They certainly like.
They like lead the. They I don't know how to describe it. It's just weird.
All right, I'm sorry. I got distracted because there's like a satellite.
In the sky.
Yeah, like a star moving through the sky.
That's a satellite,
and it's gonna drop.
It might be the International Space Station.
Is that tonight?
Maybe. It's really really bright.
No, it looked like just a regular star, but all of a sudden I see the star falling out of the sky, like at a steady rate, where you know how sometimes you're not
wait
sure if it's moving or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, you're like, wait a second,
and it's gone now, so
yeah.
I can't see it. But
so you saw a UFO.
That's what I like to think.
Yeah, unidentified.
Do you ever think you've
object.
Seen a UFO?
All the time. I know I've seen UFOs because a UFO is just simply an unidentified.
You ever think that you saw
object.
Like something that
alien spacecraft?
Right.
Doubtful. I don't know. Doubtful.
All right. So I saw. Once,
I do believe that I've seen some weird ass shit. And my logical brain tells me that it wasn't aliens. Because I do believe that aliens are there. I just don't believe that they travel to this planet in spacecrafts. If that makes any sense.
I think if they have the technology, they're certainly monitoring us. Like, but if they have the technology.
But if they have the technology to actually be able to conduct interstellar space travel, why would they come down here just to be like, look, a cow, let's mutilate it? Or, look, a farmer in Kentucky, let's probe his butt.
I don't know. Maybe it's like, one of those
they
things
have
where, like,
all the technology in the world, they understand everything, they can travel through space and time, and they show up on Earth, turn their lights on, go, I'm here, abduct somebody, probe his butt, and then put him back down on Earth? No! Well, it does scare me. No!
Yeah, those aren't aliens. Those are just, you know, like, crazy, you know.
Somebody on acid getting roofied and having a bad experience.
Or something. Yeah.
Like, whoops.
Something like that.
Anyway, sorry.
Yeah.
So you were saying about UFOs?
Oh, I think that I saw one in South Carolina once where I saw, like, a not a shooting star, not a comet.
Right.
But and it might have been either or a meteor.
Correct.
But I saw in Oregon, and it's kind of dark at where we lived, and this thing shooting across the sky like a comet, but it was like, it, you know, sometimes
had like a little tail, like
had a tail, had a tail, across the sky,
right.
And you watch it go across, that and then you heard it, like afterwards, like this, it was faster than the speed of sound. So you heard it like after it went past.
But that means it was in atmosphere if you could hear it. So it had to have been like a spacecraft or like a rocket or something.
Maybe. But it had a tail like a comet.
Because if you heard it, it had to have been.
I don't know.
It was a UFO. Because you don't know.
It was an alien.
There you go.
It was alien life.
You saw aliens in Oregon.
Yep.
But so getting back to the cooking shows, there is a fun new show that we have recorded, and it's Chopped. But it's fun now because Alton Brown is the mastermind behind this particular competition of Chopped. Because Chopped will never go away. It's still Chopped. But it's like Chopped colon Alton's Challenge.
Oh.
And I love Alton Brown, like, more than anything.
Right.
And
so
he, like, creates the baskets and makes it a theme and all this stuff. And so then whoever wins gets a extra. It's like a tournament style
version of Chopped. Those baskets make me mad.
But Alton's baskets are good times. Dude, you just posted a picture of food the other day, and you're like, I will never get Chopped. And I forget what it was that you made.
Anytime I make something good,
right?
I'm like, look at this. And then I always think that, too. Right. I made this out of shit.
You posted it. You, like, posted a picture. You made food, posted a picture of it, and said, hashtag, I will never get Chopped.
Right.
It was good times.
Yep. That's my thing. I'm not getting Chopped. Not tonight.
Right.
So I've been eating this fish. I haven't told you about this fish.
No.
Do you know Chrissy Pippinger?
Nope.
You probably do. She works at SeaWorld. She works in like production now. She's
Christy. I don't think I know that person.
Chrissy Pippinger. And so we've been friends for a while.
Yep.
And okay, the same star is falling again.
No way.
Yes. All right. So stand up and look over the house.
What are you talking about?
See it? See it?
I don't even see a star.
Over the house, right over the head ledge of the house. And it's falling. It's falling, like it's. And now it's out of sight again. Something's going on.
For the record, I saw nothing.
You didn't see that? God damn it!
Nothing.
Okay, so where I'm sitting from, it's the same like trajectory.
I saw nothing, folks.
Oh my lord!
BJ is out of his mind.
I am. I'm like Close Encounters of the Third Kind. All right, something else that I saw. Let's skip whatever I was talking about, which was nonsense.
Yeah.
And let you know that on TV,
yes,
on cable, on HBO.
On the telly.
Oh, I got some stuff I want to talk about for sure.
Okay. 15 minutes.
Okay. Our friend Casey Gardner, who just was on, and he just recommended that the special about Spielberg on HBO.
Oh.
There's a show about Spielberg.
Yes. I forget what it's called.
It's fantastic.
What's it called?
It's called Spielberg, you know, whatever, Life in Movies. I don't know. It's a HBO special on Spielberg. That's like two and a half hours long or so. And it's fascinating.
The
and
official website for the HBO documentary, Spielberg, featuring videos, images, interviews, and more.
Yep.
So it's just called Spielberg.
Yes.
And it's on HBO. There you go.
And so it looks into the career of Spielberg and his life and his story. It's fascinating. It's really, really, really well done.
Nice.
And it's thoroughly entertaining.
Is it a movie or is it like a docu-series? No,
it's like a documentary. And it's only just one. It's not a series. It's just the one. So it's 2.5 hours. So they are able to touch a lot of stuff, which they need. There's a lot of there's a lot of stuff there. And then plus they go into a little bit of him personally and like somehow his personal stuff kind of like bleeds into the movies. Like
what do you think his most famous movie is?
E.T. probably.
You think that's the most famous one of all of them?
Yeah.
I don't think so too. That was going to be my pick. Not just cuz you just saw UFO twice, but I was just going to pick that instead.
I just think it was probably his most popular movie. But like Jaws was so big.
Jaws is so big.
Yeah, and then Close Encounters was really big.
And so is like well, I guess he's just producer on those, the Indiana Jones movies. But
I think he did some directing, but they talk about that with him and George Lucas.
Yep,
Lucas. What's really fun to listen to is them talking about this young school of directors who haven't really...
Nowadays?
Well, no, this back is then. Back then.
Oh, gotcha.
And you're talking about George Lucas, Steven Spielberg, Martin Scorsese,
right.
And a handful of others. But they're very big names, and they're all kind of looking out for each other, and like
Coppola's probably in the mix.
Coppola
somewhere.
For sure. Yeah. Coppola for sure. And they're not like it's not like Kubrick, you know, which is a little bit different.
Yep.
But they reference Kubrick.
But they're like this group of like
these filmmakers, these young filmmakers, and when Jaws came out, they weren't really big yet.
Right.
Like. I don't know. Maybe Coppola actually had already come out with Godfather.
Godfather. So, at that point.
But maybe. Anyway, it's really right really interesting time. To
yeah,
hear.
Check out Spielberg, man.
Yeah, check that out. I think you'll like it. And then I've also been watching what I'm a big fan of, Curb Your Enthusiasm, which has got
came out again.
It's got a new season.
I knew it was coming out. I didn't know it came out.
So they're two episodes in.
Gosh darn it!
So two episodes in.
Yeah. Go, yeah.
Meh.
Really.
Yeah.
It's not as... So...
There's something missing. There's something wrong about it.
So it's like Arrested Development.
Maybe.
Where the new season was like, you left and you came back and...
Yep. Meh. Yeah. And, but, more, okay, it's doing it again.
No way,
it's doing
dude.
It again.
You are out of your goddamn mind.
So this has got to be like, you see it now? You see it?
That's like an airplane or something.
This is the same trajectory.
It's got to be. There's a blinking light and everything.
I don't see a blinking light, but anyway, it's going.
It's an airplane. You're watching airplanes fly over the house.
In the same freak. This is the same, like, literally the same, like, thing.
This just in, folks. It's an airplane.
I don't think it's an airplane. I think it's clearly it's a UFO. I don't recognize it.
It's so anyway. Like a blinky light on it. I got up and ran. You could hear me tripping over stuff.
Good. But you saw it this time. Yeah,
I saw the airplane.
That's the important part. I'm not crazy.
Well.
It was a UFO. I don't see so well.
Yeah.
And my imagination is out of control.
Correct.
But it was
But
a
you're
UFO.
Not crazy. Yeah, it's
UFO.
True. There you go.
So anyway.
Kirby Enthusiasm
kind of let me, like, I love the show. Like, love this show.
Well, you loved it. You loved the original
series. I did love
series.
It. And so, like, there are scenes. And so, like, when was the last time you watched it?
Long, long ago when it was actually on TV.
So you haven't watched. So you, did
I
you
haven't wa- like done like a rewatch or anything,
or watched like the last few seasons, like the last season, like where they have Michael J. Fox at the end.
I don't think
he's
so,
in New
no.
York.
So is it? Has it left and come back before?
Yeah, yeah, it has a couple times.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I've only
he dies.
Seen
he dies.
Larry David dies.
Yeah.
How is that a thing?
He dies and then he comes back. Like, he dies, he goes to heaven, and he's not quite ready to die, and comes back.
That's stupid.
It's stupid.
But it's great. It's probably great.
Yeah.
So the new season's boring, though, huh?
It's just like, I feel like, all right, so, and remember when I said, when I watched Forrest Gump?
Yes.
And because of
you
what I
skewed.
Heard about it.
Correct.
I was skewed. So, in all honesty, I heard a review on NPR, and the reviewer was like, meh.
Right.
And I was like, what? You know, especially when you're like excited about something.
Like
you're like, this is good. You shut up.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yup, meh.
Really?
I feel like some in a lot of ways, he's phoning it in. He's like phoning it in. And
just,
it's like.
Just going for the
he's
paycheck.
He's like a caricature
huh?
of himself. You know, like Larry David's an asshole. And,
right.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
And it's a little uninspired so far. And, like, what's his name? The black guy who moves into his house. This is what you got to do, fucking Larry David.
I don't know.
You got to get in that ass. You got to open it up. You got to step inside. You got to eat some candy bars, write your name on the wall, leave them candy wrappers, and step out. So, and he tells him how he should beat up this guy who was a skinhead who insulted him. So this is what you got to do. You got to get in that ass. So anyway.
Who is that?
His name is Smooth, J.B. Smooth. J.B. Smooth.
But who is the guy that plays? Anyway.
That's the character. That's the comedian's name who plays
him. Oh, okay. J.B. Smooth.
Is J.B. Smooth.
Perfect.
But he's been on the last few seasons.
Got it.
And the reason he's there is because they did a storyline where Hurricane Katrina, they took in a family of blacks.
Okay.
And their last name was Black. Yeah, I mean, that was the thing. Like, right. they're black, clearly. But they're also, their name was Blacks.
Nice.
And they did some very funny stuff with that.
They played with it? Yeah.
Yes.
That's fun.
And someone said, like he's talking to someone, and it's like, tell me your life wouldn't be better without the blacks. And so it's a very funny...
Well, of course my life would be better without the blacks. Like, we get rid of the blacks, and it's great. Like,
right.
I go back to my normal life.
So yeah. So I've enjoyed that part of the storyline. So he's been hanging on in the series since that storyline,
gotcha.
Which was a few seasons ago. And but even him, it feels like it's
cheap. It's cheaper.
Yep, you're just walking through. You're just going through the motions.
That's a bummer.
It's a little. I'm hoping that they get better because I've always enjoyed it.
Yeah,
I've always enjoyed it. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Clayton Kershaw is out.
Sorry,
by the way.
Like hurt or they pulled him?
They have replaced him. I'm assuming we're in the sixth inning now.
So oh, it's yeah.
Two to two.
Time for him to go. He gave up 2 runs in the sixth. Out. They got to save his arm for game 3. Because that's what they do.
That is what they do. Yep.
We got one more voicemail.
Another one. Yeah. Right on. By who?
This was from Tony La Mesa.
Tony La Mesa?
I feel like we should
hit his theme song.
We should hit his theme song.
I agree.
Yeah.
Tony in La Mesa.
You're welcome, Tony,
boom.
For that. But let's listen to his last voicemail.
Hey guys, Tony La Mesa, longtime listener, six-time caller. And can you shorten up your rings? Can you change your notifications? It's not like you guys are screening or actually ever going to pick up the phone, which is cool. We all know we're going to call and talk to a voicemail apparatus of some sort. Why do we have to sit through 6 freaking rings until we get there?
What happened?
Two or go immediately to voicemail? There's got to be a setting for that. Just on behalf of the phone army, the Life to Binge phone army,
phone
we
army.
Really appreciate a more streamlined approach and you valuing our input a little more on the phone. Phone army rules.
Okay.
Phone army.
So phone army is a thing now. We should we should make a thing for that too.
Phone army.
Phone army.
Life's a binge. Phone army.
So there you go. There's Phone Army. So now we have Tony La Mesa and we have Phone Army. And you can be a part of that. All you have to do is call.
Yeah.
Something weird made a noise. But to answer Tony's incessant badgering, yes, I did change the settings.
Oh, you
so
did?
If you do call the voicemail, you won't hear 17 rings. It will just go to voicemail. You're welcome. Ask and ye shall receive, Tony La Mesa. # Life's a Bench Phone Army. Anyway, so call
those us. Theme songs are bomb ass. Those are bomb ass theme songs.
Yeah, you're welcome. Even though it's like a 2 second little bumper, but there you go. You got your own little drop, Tony La Mesa. People are going to be singing it, man. You got a name that's singable, so you're welcome. I think that wraps it up for the day. What do you think?
That's a good one. That's a good one. And
I need to watch more stuff. I'm super jealous,
you know,
dude.
You got your wedding is
and
coming up.
It really is a time consuming piece of shit.
Like, I don't mean that, honey.
No, I do, and she agrees. Like it's gonna be great, and it's gonna be so fun, and I just can't wait for it to be done. Like I can see it. It's like right there. It's like 2 weeks away, and it's gonna be great, and it's gonna be epic, and it's gonna be awesome.
And
getting to that point sucks ass.
And are you leaving the next day?
We're leaving on Monday. So the wedding's on Saturday, and we leave Monday.
And for those of you who aren't aware, Jared's going to be in the Dominican Republic at the Dominican Republic.
Yeah, that's right.
Dominican Republic.
Republican.
At the same time, Andrea and I are going to be in Aruba,
Jamaica. Ooh, I want to take it. Yeah.
So that'll be kind of cool that we'll both be in the Caribbean at the same time.
And on that note, we're bad about recording episodes to get in the can, and I don't know if we're going to be able to do that.
We will.
We will. We got the 2 weeks.
We'll do it next week.
But who's going to publish them? Jessica. We'll make Jessica do it. I don't think she's involved anymore, but maybe. We'll make her do it. You know, because we're going to be gone, dude. I'm not going to be like, sorry, honey, let me go publish Life's a Binge.
On Sunday. Well, wait a minute. Now.
I could do it the day, maybe.
On the 4th or 5th.
Maybe.
So if you did it the night of the 5th, before you leave.
Correct. That's a maybe. Especially if we just have gotten married, so we'll see.
Right.
But I don't know. There's only like 1, maybe 2 weeks in there. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
And if there's not a new episode, then you all can suck it. Let's just go back and listen to your favorite one from the past, because there's over 100 of them. So just go back and listen to your favorites. But for now, what's the score in the Cubs game? 2-2 still?
No, 3-2 Dodgers.
Fucking assholes.
Hate them all.
Where are they playing, in L.A.?
In L.A.
Fuck those bitches, dude.
Just hit a home run.
Ugh, who did it?
I don't know. Someone who ran around the bases very fast.
Somebody
in an
sucks.
Obnoxious way. So Carlos Quintana is out of the game, too. And whoever this is, he's a righty.
It's all good. The Cubs are good.
The Cubs are good.
They'll bounce back. So as of right now, the Cubs are losing 3-2. So as you guys are listening to this, remember when the Cubs won. Game one. Okay?
Right.
All right. But for now, I think that about wraps up this episode of Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
And we'll see you on the couch.
Life's a binge! Bow, 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 bow,
bow. Right?
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Please leave us a rating and review on iTunes, Podomatic, and Stitcher. Follow us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. And be sure and check out lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the couch.
Tony in La Mesa!